This is Here and Now on WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canal. Each day this week, we've been sitting down with voters around the Charlotte area and trying to get some sense of what really matters to them in this election. Today, we're going to a park in North Charlotte for our series, Politics in the Park. It's another quiet afternoon here at Hornets Nest Park off Beatty's Ford Road. A woman and her son are walking slowly around a cluster of pine trees and picking things off the ground and stashing them in a paper grocery bag. Are they picking dandelions? Cleaning up litter? Well, I stopped and asked.
Well, we came to pick some pine cones.
And let me see what you got. Oh, yeah.
Some baby pine cones. We've been doing that since he was born.
This is Abby. She is 28 years old. Her son, Skylar, is 3. She's an immigrant, as it turns out. She declined to give her last name.
And so what do you guys do with the pine cones once you collect
them? Well, we make, what is it, for the Christmas tree, ornaments. Ornaments or, you know, different kind of crafting.
You guys are already making Christmas ornaments?
I'm sorry. Last year we picked them in November and they were bad, so.
Oh, you guys are getting.
We're starting early.
Starting earlier now.
Yeah.
Abby is originally from Ukraine. She came to the States when she was just a teenager and lived in Atlanta for about 6 years. Then she got married, had her son, and moved up to Charlotte. She's been living here in North Charlotte ever since.
What's it like living here?
It's great. Not this park, though. This is a horrible park, but they do have nice pine cones.
Really? But good pine cones, okay.
Yeah, we live a little bit farther. Yeah, I love it here. I lived here more than in Atlanta, so this is kind of like home for me.
And it's about to be her official legal home because, as she tells me, she just passed her citizenship test about a month ago. Now she's waiting on the final paperwork to arrive in the mail. If she gets everything in on time, she does want to vote in this election. So I ask how well she knows the candidates.
Not at all.
Really?
Yes. I just from YouTube commercials, and I honestly don't know who to vote for because they only like saying bad things about each other, not actually saying what they're, you know, planning on doing.
It's just a bunch of trash talking, basically.
Yeah, well, the commercials are.
I ask her if Republican Donald Trump's rhetoric toward illegal immigrants might sway her vote.
No. Well, I don't want anyone illegal here, so he can do his thing.
That doesn't bother you.
No. I mean, if you're illegal here, why would you want to be somewhere where you're not welcome?
So if the candidates just sound like they're doing trash talking right now, is there anything that you wish you could hear from them to help you make up your mind?
Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, and who's going to be the president or not. But we are working very hard, you know, because if you don't have money in here, it's like you're like second degree or second class or what do you call that? I don't know.
Yeah, second class.
Yes. So, yeah, we're working hard, you know, and to give him the best life.
She's gesturing to her son.
Yeah. So really, it's just, so what matters to you right now is just making sure that his life is going to be good.
Yes, and I do want to stay here and live here. It's really, really great here, so.
Well, we're glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
The voice of Abby, a Ukrainian immigrant and soon-to-be citizen of the country, at Hornets Nest Park in North Charlotte. Well, if you missed any of our past interviews in this series, Politics in the Park, you can find them all archived online at WFAE.org. You're listening to Here and Now, here on WFAE.